This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To explore the world of your health and well-being. Good Day Health on the air. And this opportunity presents itself because of the intelligence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist practicing in Florida. His clinic is called Lake Cardiology, which is in suburban Mount Dora around Orlando. In a couple of weeks, I'm going down to visit Ken. We all should get together, have a big party. You can go to Ken's office anytime, no matter where you are. Make an appointment. Get him to check you out from head to toe. That's really what's important. All of us need to know what's going on all over our bodies. So if you want that connection with him, it's calling 352-735-1400 that'll make the connection. 352-735-1400. Meanwhile, you can always connect with us. Matter of fact, we've just installed, I think they're workable. Carrie, you can tell me, we've put a button on the Good Day Health and at the DJV show for you to ask questions. So you can just go to gooddayhealthshow.com, not only for the podcast, but you can ask a question anytime you want to. Record your message and it'll air on one of the programs when we get to that particular subject matter. So that's a public service. That's at gooddayhealthshow.com and djvshow.com. Meanwhile, there are the usual things. I say the usual because the usual is unusual, or the unusual is usual, in terms of all of the journals, the medical journals that Ken studies every week. Always comes up with a half a dozen to a dozen items that affect you. This is something that we'll talk about when you do my blood work, the PSA screenings. The fact that there has been, I don't know if the argument is the right word, Ken, but there certainly has been discussion about the value of PSA, prostate, what is it? I don't even know, remember what it stands for, but it's getting your prostate blood level kind of checked. And so I remember, was it 10 years ago, people said, oh, we shouldn't do this. This was not necessary. It'll do harm to you, blah, blah, blah. Now, as usual, science disproves itself because this study is pretty much just the opposite, right?
Well, I don't think it's science disproved itself. It was it was commissions that interpreted the data that was available to them in the manner that they thought they did. This had been
doublespeak.
This had been a big controversy by a government committee that got together without any urologists on it and had recommended, in the time frame you're talking about, that, you know, not to use the PSA anymore. And hopefully this will now put this to rest, because this was done in Sweden, this study, and it was also done with the equivalent government board in Sweden recommending to the doctors not to use the PSA anymore. And the head of urology, who's actually a female at the University of Gothenburg, with one of her students, this was a doctoral thesis, and they put out a big press release from the University of Gothenburg this week, because this is a very important study. And what they did was they've concluded that PSA screenings have reduced prostate cancer deaths by about 30%. And this research done in Sweden was based on data of 20,000 men monitored for more than two decades. So this is the best up-to-date study on this whole area. And hopefully it'll put to bed this controversy where these esteemed committees of the government have decided in the past that it does more harm than good. And this clearly shows that it does more good than harm. The men's initially measured PSA levels proved highly significant as a predictor of future cancer risk. So the recommendation is that men between age 50 and 70 should talk to your doctor about a PSA test. High risk and very high risk men should consider at age 45 and 40 respectively. And in due respect to those who were on these commissions in the past, I hope this has settled the debate and we can move on from here.
All right, so do you remember when we first, well, I think every year I've been to you, and that's been, what, 12, 13 years I've gone down to see you for a physical, maybe 14, and we've always done the PSA, and I think that in years before that, I've always had it done.
Well, you were ahead of the curve here, and you wanted the PSA regardless of what the government commission was recommending, and you wanted the PSA, and we added it, and fortunately, it's been helpful. And this study, I have a brother who's a urologist, and he has always told me that that commission had no urologists on it, and the urologists were not happy with that. And I think this will finally put the whole thing to rest.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, because it's important for men. What's the equivalent for women? Is there?
Well, the women don't have a prostate.
No, I know that, but it's female...
Well, we're worried about their cervix, their ovaries, their uterus.
Right. They have cancer issues in their reproductive areas as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and, they get pap tests. Now they get these tests for antibodies to viruses and looking for cervical cancer. And, they need to be screened on a regular basis for cervical cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer. So, women have their unique set of screenings for cancer, and this is a unique to male because only males have prostates.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the import here, if you're going to a good doctor, he's going to want to see your PSA number, and that's part of the blood work that gets done with, again, any good annual physical. They're going to have that number along with lots of others, two pages of information. You want to go over just for a second, as an aside, kind of the things that are in the blood work test that people need to have done every year that you advise for your patients when you're giving them physicals and whether they do it annually?
Well, I think most internists, and you have to individualize this. One size does not fit everybody, and it's all about individualized medicine. But I think there are some common ingredients that I think everybody should get. And, I think a fasting cholesterol profile once a year is an excellent idea. Hemoglobin A1C, which is a 90-day average of your blood sugar, is a wonderful idea. I think getting a chemistry profile, which looks at your kidneys, your liver, your ability to make some of the important proteins in your body, your electrolytes, that is something I think is a good idea to get once a year. And I like to get, in most of my patients, adults, I like to see a TSH, which is a screen for thyroid, as part of their yearly screen. And then sometimes we'll add a vitamin D level, and then sometimes, depending on age, we'll get a PSA, and depending on sex. And then you have to begin to individualize based on either their prior history, their family history, or what medications they're on. Then these lists for testing for blood is individualized, because I don't know if you've ever seen the lab book. It's pretty thick of all the possible tests, and you can't order everything on everyone.
I did. Took a couple of years ago. Went up to New Hampshire to get blood work done. Do you remember that page? We had about 12 pages of stuff. It cost $900 to get the blood test.
You did that personally, and you know that's not something that your insurance will pay for, because that's beyond what most people feel is.
But
is
I wanted to know. Jack Stockwell put me onto that idea, actually.
But if you want to pay, no one will get in your way.
No. Well, but I thought we got a lot of good information out of it. Didn't need to be repeated every year, but there was a lot of good stuff in there. And even I was actually looking at it yesterday, because I'm getting ready to go down and I get the records out to bring with me when I go to see you in a couple of weeks. And I looked at all that stuff and I still don't understand
what some of the things were. I think
You had some viral titers and some bacterial titers in there that were kind of interesting and demonstrated prior exposure but not active infection. I think that was really pulling into the weeds to try to understand it.
Yeah. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. In a moment, virtual doctor visits, are they good or not? First, though, let's talk about your gut, the health of your gut. Life Change Tea is at the ready and actually a great service element for your body to clean your body out. The rest of your life depends on how healthy your gut is. And if it's not, if it's loaded up with all kinds of parasites and garbage and things that are not particularly fun to talk about, you'll want to take advantage of this opportunity to go to getthetea.com. That's where you get Life Change Tea, the website, getthetea.com, and get this perfect blend of all-natural teas, organic teas, made, grown in the USA, blended in the USA, that will cleanse your body from those intruders that come in because you don't eat good things. We all run around and eat stuff fast, and if you do, you're going to get parasites and all kinds of things, agents in your body that need to be out because they are the primary cause of disease and pretty much the basic cause of a compromised immune system. Get them out. Go to getthetea.com for a Life Change Tea. Use the DJV code and it'll be shipped to you free. That's getthetea.com. A cup every day. I have it. My intestines are clean, clear through, and deodorized too. You can be sure of that. I want yours to be the same way. Get it and feel better. Life Change Tea, highly recommended, super strong to clean up, but it tastes good. You don't have to add anything to it. It just tastes good and does so much good. Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because right now at Staples, you get 25% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $200 on toner.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Get 25% back in rewards on ink or toner. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/26/19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/25back for details.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
One of the great things about offering this service to you is the way it can be delivered. There are lots of different ways. We do podcasts of Dr. Ken's visit and Dr. Jack's visit every week. The Good Day Health Show website is the source for these podcasts. Most recent one from Ken, we discussed the study that indicates 44% of doctors are facing at least one burnout condition. We also, or Ken explains what actually happens to your body when you smoke pot. And the question is asked whether or not you know the relationship between cancer and suicide, what the signs to look for are when your children may be suicidal. And then you can find out by listening to the podcast why some people actually sleep better on a full stomach, the serious effects of flu with pregnant women, a lot of information. Yep, Ken always gets the flu and the pot into every conversation. That's always the flu. And you can always count on one story for both of them every week. Get the story behind the story podcast now at gooddayhealthshow.com. 21 after the hour here on the Good Day Health program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Yourself. That's what's important. The Good Day Health Program podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me from Lake Cardiology. I'm Doug Steffen. Next person or next item on the list of things that have been screened by Dr. Ken from the journals, a survey about using virtual doctor or having virtual doctor visits for the benefit of the audience that doesn't know what that means. That means you go to your doctor on Skype or something like that. How's he going to check your prostate if you go to him on? That'll be. I want to see how that works. Get a prostate exam on Skype. That'll be good.
You never know where the future will go, but based on the technology.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're telling me that you can envision having a prostate exam on a Skype screen?
I don't want to close any doors. With robots and virtually.
What are they going to use?
Did you think when you were a kid that you would be talking on your phone with your watch and seeing people like Dick Tracy?
Yes, because Dick Tracy was popular when I was a kid.
Right, but did you ever think you'd have a Dick Tracy?
I always talked to his watch. No,
but did you think you would have one in your lifetime?
I don't have one, but I gave one to somebody.
But it's easy.
It's interesting how it worked.
It's simple to have one. It's no big deal. Yeah. So I don't close any doors. Anything's possible. But based on the technology we have currently, I think this is a huge growth area in medicine. And this is going to, there is a shortage of physicians right now and primary care people and specialists and all of the above. And this is going to, I think, take up some of that slack. And in fact, this was a study done at one of the Harvard hospitals, Massachusetts General Hospital. And, they often are a leader in medicine and innovation. And they really like it. This is published this week in the American Journal of Managed Care. The quality of your care will not suffer is the conclusion if you choose video visits with your doctor for follow-up care, according to the study published this week in the American Journal of Managed Care. The appointments are conducted online using a computer or a tablet and a secure applications. You know, patients value uninterrupted time with their doctor most, Doug, and they put up with a lot of nonsense with all these other challenges that are required to come see us. And here is a way for them to see us without having to deal with all of the challenges. Obviously, we can't do physical exam. Obviously, this is not good for an initial complex visit, but for simple follow-up, for going over things that don't require touch, you know, for a dermatologist to look at a skin rash, this works really well. For a psychiatrist to do some therapy, at times this works well. You know, and for even for a in this study, cardiology was done for following up studies, to answer questions, to reaffirm on prevention, teaching. There are parts of what we do that can very well be done this manner, and I think this is going to be an area that's going to do nothing but get bigger. So, if you don't like it, you'll still can come. We're not no doctors is going to close their office on this, but this is just going to be another way to reach us, and I think it's going to get even bigger.
Yeah. All right, let's see what's next here. For women, this applies to my daughter who had IVF, in vitro fertilization, and what it doesn't do, because I think a lot of people thought it would increase birth complications, but apparently it doesn't, right?
This is good news, and we may want to get back to this, because this is a bit of a study, because more than 5 million children have had this.
All right, so that plus the focus on, well, there's some good news and bad news still in these surveys yet to be discussed on Good Day Health, but that'll come up in a matter of moments here, including an overview of what's going on in Oregon with the measles, coming up on Good Day Health, 28 past the hour.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air. And they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The state of the State of the Union address controversy has changed as President Trump late last night announced he will deliver that address once the government shutdown is over, rather than on this upcoming Tuesday night. That after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled the address, saying it shouldn't happen until the government's funded again. Earlier, the president had suggested that he could deliver the address on Tuesday night somewhere other than in the U.S. House chamber. Police in Sebring, Florida, saying they have no idea what a 21-year-old gunman's motive was for shooting five people dead in a bank yesterday afternoon and calling 911 on himself. The police chief there says,
"Today's been a tragic day in our community. We've suffered a significant loss at the hands of a senseless criminal doing a senseless crime."
Suspect Zephan Zaver is scheduled to make his first court appearance today. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. One month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new Cash Rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new Cash Rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's the Good Day Health program with podcasts galore, all archived information for you that will help you no matter what your malady. Just go look there and see what's there and get the info from Dr. Ken, Dr. Jack, GoodDayHealthShow.com for the podcast. And I'm sure a lot of this information from today will show up in next week's podcast. We're talking about in vitro fertilization and the research that shows that it doesn't increase the risk for birth complications, which is something I remember talking to my daughter about this when it was learned that she had to have that and went through it a couple of times, the process. But she was worried about what would happen, the baby, if there was complications, but there weren't any with her. And apparently that's the trend. Is that right?
This is good news. This comes out of the medical journal Lancet this week. We know that more than 5 million children, I think your grandson is one of them, have been born through in vitro fertilization, IVF, and other assisted reproduction techniques. These test tube babies are more likely to be premature and have low birth weight, but it is unlikely that assisted reproductive technology is the reason why. Again, according to this study published this week in the medical journal Lancet, these new findings challenge the widely held beliefs that procedures such as freezing embryos, the delayed fertilization of eggs, and hormonal treatments lead to these problems.
All right, so human embryos and what happens to them, sort of a related story about research, what's going on in China. We all have concerns about that. They're trying to implant edited embryos. That is, they're messing around with the embryos. What we have here is you just take the egg and the sperm that's been put together in a test tube and you insert it in the mother. That's, if I understand correctly, that's what goes on, right?
Yeah, we're not monkeying around with...
All right, but the Chinese are.
We're just assisting it.
Yeah, but the Chinese are. And so what could happen if... what they call them, edited embryos, the Chinese messing around with them before they implant them in the mother's womb. Is this the stuff that people like to create? Remember the boys from Brazil? Remember
right,
that movie?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I remember that rather well.
Does this lead to that?
I think they're doing experiments. They don't know where they're going. I mean, certainly they have some goals they'd like to achieve, but where they go, this is an area of research going where no one's ever gone before. And who knows where it'll go? And I think that's what creates all this concern is the potential for monkeying around where, you know, should we be monkeying around there?
Well, that's an ethical question.
It's an incredible ethical question.
Medical ethics. Now they teach that in college still to doctors, medical ethics?
Yes. And this is an area that, you know, that we don't really, this is something where we don't go in this country.
Yeah. All right. Here's some good news and bad news on levodopa. I love that name now that I know how to pronounce it. What's this all about?
New England Journal of Medicine this week. The most potent drug available for Parkinson's disease, levodopa, treats symptoms of the disease but does nothing to either ease or increase its still mysterious underlying causes. Doctors often delay prescribing levodopa or L-DOPA, which is maybe what you've heard it as referred to Parkinson's patients for fear that the drug might have toxic effects that produce jerky, involuntary body movements over time. But patients started on L-DOPA nearly a year earlier than a second group did not develop significantly different rates of involuntary movement, according to this new study. So don't fear it. It's good. Hopefully in the future we'll have even better. But this has changed. In the past, we had nothing, but a few decades ago, this was introduced and really changed the course of treating Parkinson's disease.
All right, let's see here. Scouring around the latest on fried food. Not that this is any surprise, but I suppose the people want to continue to reinforce what happens to your body when you eat all that fried crap.
Yes, I guess this really doesn't surprise many of us, does it? But British Medical Journal this week, people who eat more than one serving a week of fried chicken or fried fish have an increased risk of heart disease and death. Total fried consumption is related to higher risk of all-cause death, Doug, and also death from cardiovascular disease. The results are not surprising, as you're stating, given the association of fried food to weight gain and obesity, as well as elevation of cholesterol and triglycerides. So these should be treats, not a regular diet, okay?
Yeah, right, not the regular diet. Little fried fish once in a while. Treats.
Treats are okay.
Here's the, I guess this is for the dumbest people in our audience, or dumbest people in the world, the people who are mixing opioids and sedatives who are obviously, whether they know it or not, subconsciously suicidal, because that's all this will do. But I just can't believe there are people, but there are, because people are doing it, that are that stupid. Or maybe they're depressed or whatever.
Well, spend a day with... Spend a day with me and you will see how common it is that people don't understand what they're taking, what they do, why they are. I urge every one of my patients to understand exactly what they're taking, why they're taking it. And this is a continuous effort of mine, but to fight what we're about to talk about. This is out of the medical journal Sleep this week, that there's a sharp rise in the number of Americans taking dangerous combinations of opioids and sedatives. Not that we don't have enough trouble with opioids, but people are mixing them with sedatives. These sedatives, they're known as benzodiazepines. That's the family of the drug. They're prescribed for pain, insomnia, and anxiety. And another class of similar medications, they're called the Z drugs, are also being taken with sedatives at an alarming rate. The findings are cause for concern because these conditions pose serious risks, including breathing problems and even death. So what are these drugs? The benzodiazepines, they're common. Xanax, Clonopin, Ativan, those are the brand names. While the Z drugs, all of their generic scientific names start with Z, but the brands you know, Sonata, Ambien, Imovane, those are the Z drugs. So don't combine them with a benzodiazepine.
You see them advertised every night all over television.
Everywhere.
Every night.
Yeah. Everywhere. And don't combine the benzodiazepines with the opioids, and be very cautious with the opioids. You know, make sure you take as low a dose, shortest periods that you need them, and talk to your doctor about these things, because they are addicting.
New medical marijuana man and CBD oil from hemp puts the opioids right out of business, and nobody dies. That's the bottom line. Nobody dies, and your pain problems go away. That's really it's pretty amazing how the drug industry has really taken hold in our country, really controls the message. Really. They don't want to have you use things like hemp oil and CBD. They don't want you to use that stuff because, A, it works and puts them out of business. It's very inexpensive. So what's the future going to be? I'm betting that the drug company is going to buy up all of the hemp producers and the marijuana places so that they can make the money themselves. That's what they want to do. They don't want to lose money. Too much money in all of this stuff. Wow. It's a stark reality, Ken, isn't it?
When you get it is. Stark. It's a tough one. And, yep. You know, that opioids is not a happy story in the history of medicine.
Nope, not at all. All right, in a moment, something else not happy from the state of Oregon. They're having a big problem with the measles there. So we'll talk about that and what Ken thinks ought to be the story after I tell you the story of Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. My Pillow, your pillow, our pillow. He manufactures these pillows in Minnesota. All the materials are made in the United States. And for that, he can take pride. His company can take pride. You should take pride. Because I think it's always better to buy things that are made here in America. Especially something like this that's so good. You can wash these pillows. You can dry the pillows. Good for you. Good for your body. You know, can I tell you? You look at a microscopic picture of the things crawling around inside your nose and your nostril, your mouth, your ears, these little mites that are living in your pillows now. Ugh! And those old mattresses, throw them out. Get new ones. And then you can wash these. You can't wash those feather pillows, that's for sure. Sleep and immunity go well together. Sleep and preventing weight gain go well together. Sleep and your mental health go well together. Sleep and heart disease, preventing it, go well together. I can go on and on. Those address the things that Ken might be concerned with. Your concern should be just getting a good night's sleep. And saving money as well. Save over 55% on those two premium plus pillows now available using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. But you get the same kind of benefit no matter what you're buying. Look through the catalog. Buy things for you, for your family, for your pet, all there to help them all, you all, sleep better. Don't want to have any deprivation of sleep. Standard size, queen size, king size, My Pillows, premium quality, and a great night's rest. Find it and save money, too, using the DJB code at MyPillow.com.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And This is Carl, office motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. 1 month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new Cash Rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new Cash Rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier, had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So Oregon has a measles outbreak, prompted health officials to declare a public health emergency. Why would that be? Why measles? What's the commonality of that now? Don't we all still get them when we're kids? Or are we getting vaccines for that, too, and later in life we pay the price?
Well, if you were born after 1957, you were given a vaccine, and you shouldn't get the measles. Measles is about one of the most contagious viruses around. It's said that 90% of the people near somebody who has measles will get measles. And measles, if you're under age 5, can be a deadly disease. About 100,000 kids worldwide die from measles. And measles should not be a problem for anyone in America, because you should get the vaccine, and the vaccine is safe, and measles is a killer. And unfortunately, in Oregon, where this happened, there's a pocket of anti-vaccine people, and that's why this happens. And it puts people at risk who, you know, may not have had it before 1957. That rare person who didn't get measles, and you know, to get measles as an adult is not a good thing. And this just depends on everybody getting their vaccine to keep everybody safe. And it's sad. And to have a child die because they didn't get the vaccine, terrifically sad.
Mm. So one of the oldest vaccines around is penicillin. I remember...
Antibiotic.
Asked me, yeah, right. Well, it's an antibiotic, but it's administered, like I guess, with a shot like vaccine is. But people say they're allergic to it or they aren't, and now I see that most people who say they or have been told they were allergic aren't.
Well, penicillin is not a vaccine. Penicillin is an antibiotic that can be given orally or injected, and yep. There is a wide range of reactions to penicillin, from the worst, what we call anaphylaxis, the tongue gets so wide you can't breathe, to just a little bit of a rash, that is where we're thinking maybe that's not so much of a big deal. But penicillin allergies have to be individualized. Some are serious and some are minimal, and you can take it.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's interesting to see how these things, how the body reacts, if you will. The continuation of Good Day Health. Stick around. More from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is a doctor in the house, and his name is Ken Kronhaus, here to help us through health, the understanding that Ken's claim to fame here, among many things, giving advice to folks who have questions about their health and well-being. But he also goes through all of the journals, the medical journals, every week, and presents us with sometimes a dozen different things. And one of the... one of the things that we tease each other about, this is love. Ken and I are in love. We actually do. We love each other. Great friends. He and I have different points of view on flu vaccine, well, vaccinations in general, and also the use of marijuana. So Ken regularly, with some abandon, has a story most every week.
I don't make this up.
No, I know you don't. It's just very convenient. So we'll start with the flu story this week. And what it does and what it doesn't do for certain patients. All right, take it away, Ken.
I think this is a good news story. This comes out of the medical journal Chest just this week, Doug. Influenza infection causes one out of every 10 patients with COPD to die and one out of five to require stays in intensive care. But there's more good news this week about flu vaccinations. Flu vaccinations have sharply cut the number of hospitalizations by COPD patients, Doug. According to this new study published in the medical journal Chest, 38% fewer people with COPD or emphysema who received a flu vaccination visited the hospital to treat acute respiratory illness or exacerbation compared to those with COPD who received no vaccination.
So, is this a common sense sort of conclusion? Someone, COPD is emphysema, lung problems, asthma,
causes person's
emphysema,
lungs to thicken, ultimately destroying the area where oxygen flows through in COPD.
Right. Yeah, right. So the flu vaccinations keep you from getting the flu, and that's what would compromise all of these things that are lung problems in the first place, right?
It saves your lives, and it saves you from going into intensive care.
Mm. All right. So that's this week's flu story. Let's get to the anti-marijuana. All right. So the marijuana story. What's this study? All right. No, I know you don't make it up. It's good. It's anti.
Published this week in the Journal of the Occupational and Environmental Medicine, as an increasing number of Americans use marijuana, there is rising risk of job loss among those who use the drug, Doug. People who use marijuana are more likely to be fired or laid off. Job loss may be an overlooked social cost of marijuana use.
Well, so in terms of marijuana, and this is something, you know, I've made it clear on the air, one of the things that I'm doing to save the farm here is to have a cannabis grow. I'm the only farmer in Massachusetts at the moment who has this on the radar, along with growing hemp, which a lot of farmers are trying to do. I don't use it, never have. I don't hold with using drugs. I don't hold with smoking anything or drinking anything. I'm just not very tolerant about it. But in terms of, I suppose, a business, you know, people can say, well, can't you do something else that isn't controversial? Or can't you do something else that's good for people? See, I see it the way, especially the medical marijuana, which is where I'm going to be, is very helpful to people. And hemp is being shown far and wide, Ken, to be the substitute, the future of instead of opioids.
I think this article is talking about people who are using it for medical use.
No.
I think this article is talking about people who are using it for recreation.
I agree with you that they are, but that's will there ever be studies that will show the benefit of even recreational marijuana? I think that's not why people necessarily use it, but I'm not trying to be an apologist. I just think it's interesting how everything kind of gets lumped in together, and it isn't. But it's a good point. Thank you for making it. Dr. Ken here with now my focus and your focus on how to lose weight. Ken will tell you any healthy ways to lose weight. And then there are the extremes. People have operations and they go on these crash diets and all that stuff. Well, you can avoid that problem and lose weight using Calitrin. Calitrin is the way to get the most out of a weight loss program is to have one successful that keeps the weight off, because that's really the question. You can lose the weight, but how do you keep it off? And because Calitrin's number one ingredient is collagen, the bodybuilder, it helps you with lean muscle, pushes the fat out. You lose the weight by losing the fat. You can do that by going to toploss.com. 10% off. Use the code DJV on all the Calitrin products. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Guaranteed. All natural. Toploss.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.